ladies high school basketball. Tonight's contest here in Sitka Lady Wolves, the host team, and in town are the Craig Lady Panthers. We were called at the last minute to do this game, and we're having a little bit of technical difficulties. We finally got things going, and here we are. The game has started. We're in the first quarter. It's 5:42 left to go in the first quarter. And Craig has scored the first two buckets. It's 4-0. The Craig and Lady Panthers lead the Sitka Wolves. Kim, I might be pulling with the equipment here. Do you see who's on the floor for the Lady Panthers?
Yeah, Brian, we've got Melissa Castle, the All-State performer, at guard for the Lady Panthers, along with Kralikowski, the Denon sisters, and Johnson, Genesee Johnson. So they've rushed out to a four-point lead and are giving it Sitka everything they want right now.
Right now, Sitka has the ball in the backcourt. Craig is putting on full court pressure here in the game for the Sitka Lady Wolves. Megan Reese, she gets it into Kendall Pippen, and there's a steal by the Wolves. It's Castle with the ball. She drives the middle, puts the ball up. She's checked by Reed, but there's a foul on the arm, and she'll go to the line for two shots from the free throw line.
Yeah, Brian, the Lady Panthers have a unique kind of a 3-2 full court zone press going on here. It's kind of bothered the Wolves early. They've gotten a few easy looks, so they lead 4-0.
Melissa Castle, number 42, the senior on the line, puts the first one up and in, and makes it for 5-0. 5:30 left to go in this first quarter. Craig, there goes the second shot up and in. 6-0. Castle, there's a full court pressure. This time, Sitka beats it. The ball gets into Fuller. Fuller goes over to Pippen, but he's behind the 10-second line. It's over and back, and it'll be Craig basketball. Another turnover by the Lady Wolves.
Yeah, Rich Krupa substituted like he does always very poorly. He has Riggs as non-starter in the game, as well as Pippen right away.
In the game for the Riggs, that's Sid Riggs, the freshman. Dynamic young player. Small little gal, but she can really play the game at this really young age. Shot by Craig. Soraya 80, with the senior, with the rebound. She pushes the ball off the court, finds Riggs streaking to the basket. She'll go in from the left side. She can't get the ball into the basket, but she'll get fouled. And she'll go to the line for two.
Yeah, Riggs, the freshman for Sitka, probably the smallest, slightest player on the ball court right now, but a lot of talent there, and she made a good move to the bucket.
On the floor with Riggs is Carly Fuller, Katina Watson, Soraya 80, and Sid Riggs on the floor for Sitka.
The lid on that basket for the Wolves right now. Riggs couldn't get that first free throw to go. Still 6-0. Lady Panthers.
Riggs will have another shot. She's on the line for two after getting the fast break bucket. The ball is up and in. Okay. Six is on the board with 5:08 left to go. Craig leads 6-1. A little full court pressure by the Lady Wolves. Craig gets it up and front. Drive hard to the basket by
Denon.
That's Maggie Denon. He hits the bucket. Head 8-1. Sitka brings the ball up quickly. Ball goes over to Reed, over to Watson. She's got 3.5, goes under to 80. 80 kicks it back out to Reed. Off to the side, over to Fuller. Cross court over to Watson. Watson takes 3-point shot and scores! 3-pointer by Katina Watson, makes the score to 5-8. Craig Lady Panthers still with the lead. Full court pressure is to ride 80 with the steal in the back. From there, front court, flies up to Watson. Watson looks underside to Reed. Reed fights the moon underneath. Takes a little wrap around. Tries to lay it in. She's fouled hard. Can't get the basket, but she'll go to the line.
Both these teams play very similar styles of basketball. Full court press the whole way. This is going to be an exciting match. Absolutely, these Craig Lady Panthers have a lot of quickness and speed, and they're bothering the Lady Wolves a little bit right now, but the Wolves are able to get to the line on that steal.
I know you read the paper before the game here today, Kim, and got the standings here. I know Lady Wolves are in first in the conference. Where do the Panthers stand?
Panthers in second place, tied with Mount Edgecombe right now. They're a real quality team, so we're looking for a good game here. They put the score of the wrong team that time. It should be 8-5. It should be 8-5. They gave it 9-4. Another steal by Sitka.
4:20 left to go in this first period. Sitka steals the ball, so they'll have the ball in there underneath the basket there, setting up an inbound play. See Katina Watson with the ball, slaps the ball. So cross, basically just lob the ball into Reed, Reed, the little put back in right into the basket. She puts the ball in and scores. 58-7.
Yeah, there's something. They're not. They don't have the right score up there right now. It should be 8-7 right now, not 9-6. There's
right.
Something wrong. They're looking. Officials are looking at it right now. So is Coach Krupa. But
Reed with the free throw shot, she can't hit it. Rimmed out. Panthers with the rebound. Gets the ball up. A little hard pressure in the backcourt. Put it on. A little steal. Candy Denon throws the ball, and Fisher gets another steal. It's Tiffin's on the floor with a Craig ball player, and it's a jump ball. And there they have the score right.
We've got it right now. It's 8-7 Panthers. Sixth Press is really starting to bother the Craig Lady Panthers right now. They have to calm down, set up a play. I'd call a timeout if I were them. There's been three steals in a row by the Sixth Lady Wolves.
That jump ball, the arrow is the way the Craig Panthers goes out the ball, the way the backcourt puts it there with their full court pressure. Sophia Moudry now in the game, and she knocks the ball away and another steal. Ball goes into Riggs. She drives to the hoop, throws it off the backboard, can't score. The rebound goes in the hand of a Lady Panther, and there's a whistle on the play.
Maggie Denon's all over. Denon's all over the court for the Lady Panthers. Brian, she's been almost every play. She was fouled by Riggs there after Riggs missed the steal and layup.
3:51 left to go in this first period. Craig Lee took it 8-7. They have the ball in the backcourt. The ball's thrown in. Took it with the backcourt pressure. Denon with the ball. She dribbles it up. Ball goes, gets deep down to the wing. The ball atop of the key to Denon. Down to the baseline to number 23, Mari Yates. Yates picks it back up to the top. That's Aaron Weaver with the basketball. Two balls goes over to Jen Johnson. Jen Johnson goes into Maggie Denon. She takes a jumper at the free throw line. She can't hit it. Sitka with the rebound. It's Soraya 80 with the rebound that he's called senior for Sitka. Ball goes into Riggs. Riggs drives into the key, but she gets the ball knocked away, and it's Craig Lady Panthers controlling the basketball. 3:13 left to go in this first period. 8-7. Craig Lee Sitka. Ball goes to Denon on top of the key. She takes a little extra step there. She knew she did it, and it's a turnover for Craig. Sitka will take the ball.
Little turnover crazy for both teams the last couple times down. Brian, I think there's the fast pace really lends itself to streaky basketball. At times, good basketball. At times, a little bit sloppy.
Megan Reed into Soraya Reed. She drives in the key, kicks it out. Dipping with the basketball. She drives in the key. There's a little runner, a one-on-two shot right from the middle of the key. Off the backboard is scores. And Sitka gets their first lead of the game at 98. 2:46 left to go, first period. Craig with a drive. It's a drive in behind the basketball.
That's Maggie Dinnan for two.
Maggie Dinnan seems like she's all over the place so far in this game. Ball goes in there, 80. She can't hit the little push put up. Makes another shot, can't hit it. Gets her own rebound, dishes off, and it's a steal by the Craig Panthers. They're going to drive all the way down the court. Basketball is Raven Kralikowski. She can't get a good shot off. Ball goes out of bounds, and it'll be basketball.
10-9, Craig Lady Panthers lead this game. Scrappy team out there. Sorry that we're a bit behind on the players' names. We're trying to get familiar with them. First time we've seen many of them.
2:16 in the game. Sitka with the basketball. They're going to drive the middle. A little running layup on the shot there by number 14.
Hunter Holson.
Hunter, she can't get the ball to go, but she's fouled. She missed the first shot off the front of the rim and got her own rebound, put it right back up. Nice little hustle by her. Got hacked on the arm and took it to the line for two.
That will be Maggie Dinan's first foul. Four team fouls on Craig, two on Sitka, Brian.
So in the game for the Panthers is number 11, Maggie Dinan. Number 22, that is Raven Kralikowski. Number 14, which is Janetta Johnson. Number 23, which is Mari Yates. And number 3, Aaron Weaver. Apologize for not getting these names out to you as fast as I can, but we are not professional.
Exactly. But, you know, both teams are just running their benches big time because it's a highly fast-paced game, so both coaches doing the right thing, Brian.
Full court pressure by the Wolves, but the Panthers get it in. Denon with the ball in the ball. She goes over to Raven, up the top to Weaver. They try to follow that side, but 80 steps in front. She's got the steal. Long pass up court, trying to get it up to Huddleston. It's a steal by Craig, but in the process of the steal, he takes an extra step. Nice hustle by the Pittsburgh Lady Panthers.
Yeah, Katie Dinnan got back on that one and was able to stop the easy layup by Sitka. So she Sitka ball underneath the bucket.
1:58 left to go. They're a little lob inside to Soraya Eady. She's a little put up. She can't hit it. Long rebound goes to Sitka. Fuller goes over. Watson with the basketball. She takes the three-pointer off the rim. No good. Craig with the rebound.
10-10 ball game. Tied up.
Eady Dinnan with the basketball. She goes up over to Maggie Dinnan. Goes back up top to Janetta Johnson. They're passing the ball around outside the three-point line. Craig with the basketball. It's number 11, Dinnan with the basketball. She looks over to Raven. Actually, that was Mari Yates. Yates goes back up to number 14, Janetta Johnson. She takes the shot and hits.
Off glass. I don't know if she called that one, Brian, but she got it, and they just got a tie-up underneath the bucket.
Wrigley, 12-10. 1:10 left to go in the third period. Another sub for the Sixer Wolves. Should reach back in the game. Sophia Mudry back in the game. Watson and Kubik out for Sitka. So Kubik's still in there. Kubik throws back. She throws the ball into Fuller. Long full court pass. She gets the pass to the 10-second line. Over to 80. 80 over to Riggs. Riggs takes three-pointer. Can't hit. Rebound Fuller. Fuller out to Kubik. Pass over to Mudry at top of the key. She gets it over to Riggs. Will dribble over to up top to Mudry. Mudry down the baseline to Fuller. Fuller will drive the baseline. She goes hard to the basket. Puts it up. Can't hit. She'll scramble for the basketball, and it's Sophia Mudry who ends up with it. 45 seconds left to go in this first period. Sick with the basketball. Kubik with the three-pointer. Off the back rim. No good. Rebound goes to Craig. Nice rebound by Janetta Johnson. They'll bring the ball up the court.
Yeah, there's a lot of action underneath the bucket. Soraya Eady has had no luck so far. The tall 6'2 senior for Sitka, they've been surrounding her.
Little jumper by Maggie off the right side. She can't hit it off the back rim. Sitka ends up with it. They push it up the court. Reed at the baseline and gets up to the free throw line to 80. 80 will get up to Mudry, and Mudry will start the offense out. Mudry cross court to Fuller, then over to Kubik. Kubik will take the shot. 3-point race, no good. 5 seconds. 80 will get the rebound. He'll put back around the rim and in. As the buzzer sounds, and the score is tied at the end of the first quarter of play, 12-12. An exciting first quarter of action between the Sitka Lady Wolves and the Craig Lady Panthers.
Great game, Brian. I really like the way that the Craig Lady Panthers are collapsing on Soraya Eady. They're giving her nothing right now. She's missed a few easy trips because the Lady Panthers are all over her.
Good job. All right, well, let's send it back to the station for the quarter break for about a minute. This is Brian Hansen and Kim Hansen in Sitka for KGRD and Craig, Alaska.
You in part by Petro Marine Services, big supporters of all the coaches, players, and managers who help make the high school basketball season one of the most exciting times of the year for all of us fans. Petro Marine Services, Alaska owned and operated since 1959. Support for this Lady Panther basketball broadcast comes from Papa's Pizza, offering dine-in, take-out, and delivery of pizza, appetizers, salad, sandwiches, and Cascade Glacier ice cream. Open 11 until 8 weeknights and 11 until 9 weekends in the West Wind Plaza. Poppet's Pizza, a slice of the last frontier. 826-2244. Underwriting support is provided by The Clothes Company. Open 7 days a week, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday. And
I'm assuming we're back, or if so, Carly Fuller just hit a three-pointer to put him up 16-12, 7:20 in the second quarter.
Took the lead 16-12. Ball goes out of bounds, but I assume we're back on the air. Apologize for the communications, but this is our first time with this equipment and with this radio station. So, here we go, Sitka with the basketball. They lead 15-12, 7-11 left to go in this quarter. Sitka with the basketball, and the game is Holly Fuller. She goes up top to Sophia Mudry. She now is on her closer, tips the ball away, but Sophia gets it back. Ball goes inside to Megan Reed. A little high for Megan. Ball gets tipped off Megan outside and out of bounds. It'll be great basketball. The great Lady Panthers put the ball in the backcourt, sits it with a full court man-to-man pressure. Ball goes over top of Sophia. Moody steps in front, finds Riggs underneath. Nice little bounce pass. Riggs is fouled before she can even get the ball out of her hands and still go to the line for two.
It's amazing how many plays Sid Riggs is in for the freshman. She just got a real nose for the basketball, and she was right in the right place at the right time. Got the ball underneath the bucket, was fouled, and now he's got two shots.
He's a player. 6-4-54.
Missed the first one. 15-12. It's the Wolves over the... It's the Lady Wolves over the Panther Lady... Lady Panthers.
Okay, here she has the second shot. Second one is missed too, so score remains 15-12. Craig with the rebound. 6:47 left to go. Sitcher with the full court pressure. Craig passes around crisply in the backcourt. A little trouble in that, but they're about to get into the front court. The basketball is Katie Dinon with the basketball to pass around outside the 3-point line. Over to Raven, up top to Maggie. Off to the side to Katie. Ball goes inside, but it's there goes Soraya Andy, the big tall freshman. She steps in front, steals the basketball. Pitcher pushes the ball up court over to Megan Reed. She looks for Sid Riggs underneath her. Aaron pass, and it's Craig with the basketball. Number 23, Jenna Johnson.
Maggie Dinon just hit the three.
Who hit the three?
Maggie Dinon. High ball game.
High basketball game, sticking down, pushes the ball up the court over Tari Fuller. She's going to go through the hoop. She has a little cross over dribble. Puts it out the backboard and scores. Sits it back with the lead, 17-15, 5:51 left to go in this first half. Craig with the basketball. Sitka still with an intense pressure. Dinon, Megan Dinon, she finds a lot of room dribbling between players, passes off over to number 13, Ainsley Wortman, who can't hit the little shot. Craig with the rebound. I'll take another three-pointer from outside, and they get the ball underneath. And who hits that shot, it looks like?
Jenna Johnson.
Wortman.
Jenna Wortman, I'm sorry.
Jenna Wortman scores. Score is high, 17-17. 5:20 left to go in this season. Sits with the ball. There's a steal by the Craig Panthers. Being pushed off by Dinon. Craig Dinon drives to the hoop. Can't throw it. Looks knocked over Riggs. He got a nice position. There's no call. Actually, kind of a good no call there. No one gets a foul on that play. It's just a foul. It's like there's a timeout.
Yeah, Riggs was too far underneath the basket to call a charge, and that's what the call would have probably been. So I'm glad they didn't call that one because she was way under the basket.
So the 30-second timeout called by assistant coach Rich Grupa. We'll keep it right here for the 30-second timeout. Got it, did Tim. I'm fairly impressed with the Craig Lady Panthers to come in to fix it with an undefeated conference team. A lot of confidence from the fix it team, and right now the Lady Panthers are giving them everything they want.
Yeah, there's the pace is a bit fast all the way around. I think 80, they haven't gotten her involved yet. She's dominant when she's down on the defensive end, but they haven't gotten her involved offensively at all. She's missed a few lay-ins for the Wolves. On the Panthers side, I really like their quickness. Castle hasn't played a lot. They pulled her out midway through the first quarter. I guess I thought she's back in now.
Yeah, I haven't seen her for a long time.
Yeah, she's back out now, and she's a all-state performer, from what I understand. So, but we've seen a lot of good things of the Dinon sisters, really quality ball players. Sister with the ball.
Sister passes the ball, finds Kubik on the baseline. There's a pass inside to Soraya Haley. She's got a lot of pressure underneath. Gets about three rebounds in the third shot. She puts it in. Tim, the Lady Panthers don't have an answer for Soraya Haley. She's 6'2". There isn't a girl that's within 5 inches of her, and once she gets the ball inside, she has her way down.
Yeah, and they really need to work it into her a little bit more. Sitka just actually stole the inbound pass, but Heather Hutterson got fouled on the steal. Sitka's defenses are amazing out here.
Sitka leads 19-17 at 4:43 left to go in the first half. Hunter Huddleston, another senior for the Sitka Wolves, on the line to shoot two. First shot is up and good. Sitka up 20-17. Delay on the scoreboard. There it goes. She'll have another shot. Ball is up and good. 21-17. Took the lead. They're still in the full court pressure. 4:41 left to go. Another steal by Huddleston. Huddleston puts it back. Steal comes right back up
and in. Just ripped it away from Johnson underneath the bucket there and got the steal and the bucket.
23-17. Nice. Hustle. Great pushes the ball up really fast. And Huddleston just screaming down the court, touches the ball out of bounds and falls down on the knee. She's on fire.
These teams both match up real well with team quickness, Brian. They both have good team quickness.
Craig puts the ball in play. Into Maggie, you know. She's at the top of the key, goes to the left.
Castle.
Over to Castle. You say we haven't seen her much this game. Ball's on top of the key to Castle. Castle's thinking about a three-pointer out there. She sets the passes off to Maggie Denon. There's a three-point shot. Rims up, not an end, and no good. Soraya Itty with the rebound. She throws over to Hassel. Craig puts on a full-court pressure. Huddleston's knocked to the floor. No foul on the play. Watson hustles back and steals the basketball. She's sticking with the ball. They're putting full-court pressure on the Wolves. Nice hustle by the Denon sisters. They get it away from them. It's Watson with the three-point shot. Rims out, no good. Long rebound goes to Huddleston. Huddleston drives the key. Rims out, no good.
Pippen.
Pippen, who's with the basketball, this is, puts it off and out of bounds. It'll be Sitka basketball.
Torrid action out there, Brian. The officials are really letting them play tonight, I guess, and I kind of like it. You know, there's been some questionable non-calls, I guess you could say, but I like it because that's how they usually call it in state.
23-17, Sitka lead. 3:35 left to go. Sitka with the basketball. There goes Watson with the shot from outside. He can't hit the three-pointer. Ball goes out of bounds. It'll be Craig basketball. Sitka lining up in the full court pressure. It's like a 2-1-1-1. Put pressure on. They don't put pressure on the ball. They put pressure on it. The pressure works because they get another steal. Katina Wappen comes up with it. Sitka, what they do is they line up and they don't pressure the ball being thrown in. They pressure the players who are breaking away.
Yeah, they trap the player immediately. That gets the ball.
Right, 80 little jumper in the key. Can't hit it. Ball gets knocked away.
But Castle got knocked to the ground that time. There should have been a foul on 80, I thought.
If Riggs, who gets the rebound, and runs a little runner in the key, can't hit it. Craig with the rebound.
Castle, stolen away by Kubik.
Castle loses the ball to Kubik over to Riggs. Riggs all alone with two, one on two. She jumps up. His jumper can't hit it. Long rebound goes to Kubik. Sits it with the basketball. Walking at the top of the key. Barking out directions. Ball goes over to Riggs. Riggs goes baseline to Kubik. Kubik finds her three-point shot. Long. Rebound goes to Castle. Castle will dribble it up past the 10-second line. One-on-one with Kendall Pippen. Catherine holding up a fifth. Pointing out some direction. She dribbles to the top of the key. Ball goes over to 14. She's going to drive the key. Stop and pop right from the free throw line. Bounce off the back of the rim. No good. Soraya 80, the big tall senior, with the rebound. She dribbles the ball up all by herself into the front court. Over to Riggs, passing around to Wappen. Baseline to Kubik. Kubik isn't looking for a shot this time. Top of the key to Wappen. Baseline to Riggs. Riggs takes the three-pointer off the back side of the rim. Rebound. Craig. Ball goes to Janetta Johnson. Pressure put on by Sitka. The ball goes out of bounds. It'll be Craig basketball.
Yeah, Sitka just does not give you a chance in the backcourt to get the ball up easy. As soon as the rebound was gotten by Johnson on that last play, Sitka just turned right around and got all over him.
And I had that wrong. It was out of bounds off a Craig player. It was Sitka with the basketball. Watson throws into 80. 80 gets the ball tipped out of her hands, and it's Maggie Dinon who comes up with it. Ball shot in the middle of the key by Castle. Castle can't hit. 80 with the rebound, kicks it out to Wappen. Wappen bringing all the way down the court. She'll lay it up and in. And scores and fouled on the play.
Oh, I don't know about that foul, Brian. They called Jen Johnson on that thing. That was a good fast break by the Wolves after the rebound by 80, but there was a little...
Not a lot of contact.
There. They've got 8 team fouls against the Lady Panthers right now, so they're kind of in trouble a little bit. Only 2 on Sitka, so we got a little disparity there, but...
They got that score right. Did they give her the basket? I thought it was 23-17 on the board. 1:54 left to go in this first half.
Yeah, I think it's 25-17. I don't know. They got a scorekeeper that's a rookie, I think.
Watson Falcon on the line for the first shot and off the end.
I don't think she called backboard, Brian.
26-22. Ball goes in.
26-17.
Maria Yates can double team down and away in the backcourt. Ball goes over to Katie Denon. Back over to in the backcourt. They take 10 seconds, so it's going to be a turnover for Sitka.
Yeah, the pressure's slowly getting to these Lady Panthers. The Wolves are just relentless on their pressure. They rotate 10 players that do the Lady Wolves, and they just continually rotation is Coach Krupa, Brian.
Right. I paused for a second because I think I see a 21 out there, and I don't see a 21 on the list, so for Craig. Whoever that
steal
is.
By Jen Johnson.
Johnson with the steal, but she's double teamed on the sideline. The ball gets knocked out of bounds. It'll be Craig basketball. On the court for Sitka is Reed, Fuller, Pippen, Watson, and Moodry. I can't reel them off for Craig as much as I can for Sitka. Castle with the basketball. She's on the left side, takes a little 12-foot jumper. Rims out, no good. Ball goes out of bounds. It'll be Sitka basketball, 26-17. Sitka eking out a little lead after a tight contest. 26-17, 1:20 left to go. Some full court pressure by the Lady Panthers. Moody with the basketball. She dribbles through several people. Finds some room underneath, but she can't get it up a shot, so she'll kick it out. Fuller with the basketball, gets it tipped away. Watson hustle after it, but it goes off of her hand and out of bounds in the Panther basketball.
We've got Krolikowski, Castle, the two Denon sisters, and Jen Johnson out there right now for the Panthers, Brian.
Yeah, Johnson gets it into Castle. Castle's away up top with her dribble. So dribble to the top of the key, waiting for the offense to set up. She dribbles off to her left, looking for a screen, can't get one. Passes over to number 14,
Johnson.
Johnson over to Castle. Castle looks to drive. Squares up, finds underneath. Johnson under all alone, looks like. Back into Castle. Castle takes a little runner from the side, throws it up, can't hit it. Megan Reed with a strong rebound in the middle. Sitka pushes the ball up the court. Moodry will have the side. She'll drive to the baseline. Can't find any room. Kick it out. Ball flipped around over to Pippen. Pippen again will go to the top of the key to Wappen. Over to Fuller on the left side. Back up top to Wappen. Sitka passing the ball crisply on the outside. They're looking neat to Reed. Bad pass inside. It's to the Bidden girls. With the steal over to Castle. She'll have a breakaway. She lays it up and can't get the layup, but she's fouled. Hustled by Sophia Moody, comes from behind, grabs her on the wrist, and fouls.
Yeah, she's, Moody definitely got her on the wrist, but she turned around and goes, who, me?
Yeah.
Well, she definitely got her.
She grabbed the wrist, so Melissa couldn't really even lift her hand up to finish the lay-in. And
she gets two free throws as Melissa Castle.
What is that, 11.4 seconds left to go, 26-18.
Hit the first one. Wholesale subs drive for Sitka, 80 back in the game. As well as Riggs and...
Well, I don't think anybody's in foul trouble. I mean, there's...
Well, not for Sitka. They've only got three. Craig has eight.
It hits that. Melissa Castle hits that shot. It's 26-19. 9 seconds left to go. Ball goes to 80 on the fast break. She can't hit the little triple. Gets her own rebound as usual. Puts it back up and in.
She's had trouble on the first shot every time she's put it up this game, right?
The ball goes into Craig, but they don't even get a shot off with less than a second or so to go. And so at the end of the first half, it's Sitka 28, Craig 19. Well, I was really impressed with the hustle and the good quickness you saw by both of the teams. Lots of pressure being put on the basketball. It just took to kind of wore them down and start hitting their shots. Getting I think Soraya 80 had three or four buckets in the last 6 minutes to kind of help Sitka to get their lead that they have now, which is 28-19, a nine-point lead.
Well, Craig, definitely. The Lady Panthers definitely match up well on the quickness end of the game. They're as quick and as athletic as the Lady Wolves, but they're not as deep. They don't quite have, Sitka plays 10, I think Craig plays about 7 or 8, and then the Soraya 80 factor is
right.
Huge.
And Megan Reed, too, she's a bigger girl for the Sitka, and she seems to get her rebounds on pretty, you know, uncontested underneath there. Except when the Craig girls, you know, hustle for those rebounds, which they do.
Yeah, they're more hustle rebounds, exactly, more quickness and hustle rebounds, whereas Sitka has the dominant big gals down there, but You got to like the game, rousing game, Brian.
Well, we've got about 9.5 minutes on the clock here before we start the second half, and we're going to send it back to the station until about a minute or so before the second half starts. And so at the time here, we have 28-19, Kitsa Lady Wolves, the Craig Lady Panthers, and this is CBRD in Craig, Alaska. We'll see you at the other end of this halftime break.
Craig PTSA supports a variety of activities, from scholarships to muffins for moms and donuts for dads to the high school reading incentive program, Strive, and so much more. We need your help. Membership is only $7, and you can sign up at the school. Get involved today, and go Panthers!
This broadcast brought to you in part by Petro Marine Services, big supporters of all the coaches, players, and managers who help make the high school basketball season one of the most exciting times of the year for all of us fans. Petro Marine Services, Alaska owned and operated since 1959. The Craig Booster Club proudly sponsors Craig Panther basketball on KRBD. The club supports school activities and provides scholarships through memberships and business sponsorship. Support your Panthers. Family memberships in the Booster Club are $50 and individual memberships are $25. Go Panthers!
Back to Sitka High School Gymnasium. It's Brian Hansen along with Brother Ken bringing you the live action here from Sitka. Craig's in town. The Lady Panthers playing our Lady Wolves. We're about ready to start the second half here. Sitka leads 28-19. Craig with the ball. Inbound pass and comes in from Johnson. Johnson finds Castle up the top of the key. No, that's Maggie Dinan. Ball's over to Johnson, back over to Castle. Castle on the left hand. Spreads it for basketball. She drives to the free throw line, stops the dribble, kicks it out. Over to Johnson. Johnson throws the pass to the right side, but there's nobody there. Ball goes out of bounds. It'll be Sitka basketball.
That D-end went one way, and the pass went the other on that one. Here comes Sitka.
Got Hunter Huddleston with the basketball over to Fuller. It's Hunter Huddleston, Fuller, Soraya 80. Megan Reed, and who's over there? Christina Wathen on the floor for the Lady Wolves. Wathen beyond the three-point line on the right side. She takes a three-point shot. No good. Craig with the rebound. It's Maggie Dinan. She'll double the ball up to the court. Pressure put on her by Fuller. Ball swings around over to Castle on the left side. She drives to her right. Pick and roll. Drive to the hoop there by, who is that? Is that Raven?
Yeah, it's Raven.
And she's fouled on her way to, well, wait. She is fouled. Carly Fuller with the foul, and the Ravens will go to the line for two. 28-19, Sitka lead, 7:04 left to go in this third quarter. Raven will have two shots. This one is up and in.
Nothing but the bottom of the net.
28-20, she'll have one more. On the line for that second shot, just a couple of dribbles. Ball's in the air, and right now, and it's in. 28-21, took the lead, Craig. Sitka pushes the ball up the court. They find Soraya 80 closing up. She spins around, tries to get the ball over to Reed, and who steps in front? Jen Johnson. Ball gets knocked away. Fuller comes up with it, puts it up and in. Sitka leads 20-21. Still that 9-point lead. 6:50 left to go in the third quarter. Maggie Dinan with the basketball. She's on the right side outside the three-point line. Passes the ball over to number 22, Melissa Castle. Passes it over to Dinan. Maggie Dinan, top of the key, stops her dribble. Passes it over to Katie Dinan. They probably are sisters. We don't know that.
Could be cousins, I guess, yeah. Melissa Castle, a good post-up move. She had Huddleston on her hip, posted up, got the shot off, but couldn't get it to go. But Huddleston fouled her, so she gets two free throws.
Hits that first one. So, Craig staying within barking distance. Barking distance. 22. I was trying to think of the appropriate
adjective.
He hits the second one, too. 30-23, 7-point lead by the Sitka Lady Wolves. Huddleston dribbles it up to the 10-second line. By Walker. A nice pass over the top to 80. No defense for the Lady Panthers on Friday for that. They had a nice little pass job. Friday also comes back and makes a nice steal at the half court. Huddleston with the basketball.
Over to Fuller. Fuller on the left side, outside the three-point line. She'll give it to the top of the key, give it over to Huddleston. Swing the ball to the baseline to Wathen. Swing it back over to Fuller. Fuller will step with a jump shot. Rims out, no good. Sarai Lee with the tip. See what they call it. They might get her with a foul. Maybe a little push out before she went up and tipped the basketball.
Yeah, she had the, the ball with her right hand, but she was pushing off with her left on that one, so she got fouled. That's the first foul only for Soraya.
Took it again with a full court pressure. Craig made a nice little play to get the ball free, and Mickey Denon dribbles the ball to the front court. And goes into Raven. Raven over to Johnson. Johnson's at the top of the key. She found Katie Denon, who hits a little 10-footer. 32-24. 5:33 left to go. A little pressure on full court by the Panthers. Huddleston finds Wathen. They go to the baseline. And Reeves tries to shoot a three-pointer, but blocked out of bounds, so it'll be fit to basketball.
The Panthers were excited about that play. They rejected Reed on the baseline there.
5:30 left to go. Stick with the basketball. They have a ball out of bounds. Can't find anyone else, so they go long up to Hidden. Riggs them back in the game, the freshman. Ball goes on the baseline over to Tiffin, who's in the game now. Tiffin misses a shot, gets their own rebound, goes up to the top of the key, gets over to Wathen, who passes back to Tiffin. Tiffin will dribble to the left side, pick up a dribble. She's double teamed over to Wathen. Wathen will look to go underneath. Ball goes over to Reed. Reed will try to drive in the middle. She loses the ball on her dribble, and it's Craig with the basketball. If Reed and Steele scores, laying in with her left hand. Quick ball player right there, Sid Reed.
Yeah, the freshman's got a great future in front of her for Sitka.
Craig with the basketball. Castle goes to the hoop. Tries to lay it up over Soraya Aney. Too much height. Aney knocks the ball away.
A good move to the bucket by Castle, but Aney just too tall
for
it.
With the basketball. Goes to her right side of Wathen. Wathen finds Reed on the left side. She drives the baseline, puts it up, and rims out no good. Gets her own rebound. Raven's right there with her, battling for the rebound. Ball goes out of bounds. There's been a whistle on the play. Let's see what they call.
34-26, Sitka over Craig right now.
And they do call a foul on Raven and Kolakowski. She's going to have to come out of the game. How many fouls does she have, Kim?
Well, they've got it. She's got three fouls on Raven, so she's got to sit down.
It's with the basketball. It's Wathen who gets it into Tiffin. Tiffin was double teamed on the side. There's a little double team, kind of a zone where it gets to the wing. They'll double team over there. Riggs dribbles into it, but she backs right out of it nicely. Over to Wathen, who drives the right side. This is a layup, and 80 with a rebound. She puts it back up off the front of the rim, no good. Scramble for the basketball. Riggs, who ends up with it. She finds Reed. Reed bounce pass inside to 80. 80 with a little hook shot off the backboard and score.
Contested shot that 80 put in, though, Brian.
36-26. Tiffin steals the inbound pass and scramble for the basketball. Down the floor. The dive for the basketball. Wathen undertakes Castle. Looks like there'll be a foul on Katina Wathen.
There should be a foul on Katina Wathen. She basically tackled Castle that time.
She was over the ball, but she took Castle with her.
Yeah, she had the ball and Melissa.
Yeah, 36-26, 10-point lead for the Lady Wolves. 3:50 left to go in the third quarter. Sideline inbound pass by Maggie Denon. Ball goes into Melissa Castle. Castle drives the right side. It's like another foul on the play on a pass.
A tale of two halves here. Looks like fouls are evening up a little bit here. There's five on six and now only one on Craig.
Craig with the basketball out of bounds, trying to find a room. Johnson finds Maggie Denon. She takes the three-pointer. No good. Long rebound goes to Sophia Moudry, who's now in the game. Sophia is a sophomore, I believe.
Sitka really has had no problem with that press, beating that press since the first quarter, Brian.
Right.
But they just threw it away.
Reed tried to dribble in. He dribbled with the baseline again. The quick hands of Denon is giving her trouble every time she puts the ball on the floor. It's been a problem area for her. She's done that several times.
Yeah, it looks like the Denon, Maggie has a little more quickness on Megan. So they're putting in Huddleston, it looks like, to see if she can counteract that.
Yeah, on the floor for the Wolves will be Huddleston, Reed,
Fuller. Kubik's in the game, and 80 on the floor for Craig. It's the Denon, just like Castle's in the game. Dennis Johnson. And Paisley Wharton is in the game for Fuller. Johnson with the ball up front. She's dribbling up and she gives it off to Castle, who's way outside the three-point line. Dribbles to her left. Little bounce pass over to Megu Denon. No steal by Huddleston, who's in there again. Every time she gets in the game, she makes some hand. She'll dribble all the way in. Missed the layup, but she fouled pretty hard. She'll go to the line for two.
Yeah, Katie Denon got her, and I think she was just mad that she gave up the ball, so went down and hacked Heather. So Heather gets two shots.
So with the score 36-26, Hunter's on the line. It's 2:54 left to go in the third quarter. First free throw is up and in. 37-26. A little substitution here. See who comes in for. Who's that coming in? I don't see a 21 on her.
Yeah, I don't see a 21 on our list either, so that's a... Sure, all you Craig fans know who that is, but sorry we don't.
Yeah, I didn't recognize the name when they announced it either. It's in my ship, so. This is the second shot, Hunter Huddleston, but she quickly gets the rebound. She just tried to drive the middle. She got stopped, kicked the ball out. Ball got off the hands of four and out of bounds. It'll be Craig basketball. 2:51 left to go. Third quarter, 37-26. Just the lead throw. Ball gets thrown in. Mickey Denon, who ends up with a basketball, she dribbles to the top of the key. She looks to drive on Rick, can't find any room. Ball gets thrown out to
Denon. It's Katie.
Katie Denon, top of the key, guarded closely by Huddleston. Ball goes over to Castle. Castle drives the baseline, goes all the way to Hook. She drives and tries to shoot. Ball knocked away, but she fouled hard. She'll go to the line for two.
There's three Sitka Lady Wolves there. That, I don't know who they called it on.
Could have called it on any of them.
Could have called it on all three of them.
They pushed her
out. She got hammered. That was 80's second. Sarai 80. 37-26, Sitka Lady Wolves.
2:26 left to go in the third quarter. First shot up by Alyssa Castle.
Well, the Lady Panthers, Brian, are just burying the free throws. There's nothing but net. I've seen them. They made like five in a row now. So
37-27. Well, you know, the Lady Panthers are hanging in. You know, it's just when you think Sitka makes a run, you know, they inch back right in to keep it under 10 points, you know.
Well, they finally missed when I jinxed them, I guess.
With the Castle with the miss. Sitka with the rebound. It's an 80 over to Huddleston. Huddleston pushes up the court. Dribbles up to the top of the key. Little crossover dribbles over the left, finds Riggs in the baseline. He dribbles up the top of the key, guarded closely by Keeney Denon. Denon, a little fireball out there, chasing the ball around. Huddleston, little cross-court pass over to Fuller. Fuller gets finds inside to Kubik. Kubik passes out to Huddleston. Huddleston has to pick up the dribble. Long cross-court pass to Fuller. Fuller looks inside. Kubik looks at the baseline. She can't find any room. Huddleston with a three-point shot to the front of the rim. She'll get her own rebound. Throw it in off the hands of Fuller. Craig basketball is Katie Denon over to Jen Johnson, over to Maggie Denon, back to Katie. She's at the top of the key, dribbles off to the right side. Started closely by Fuller. Passes over to Maggie Denon, she'll drive to the hoop, loses the basketball off of the knee, dives for it, but it goes out of bounds. Basketball.
Ryan, the big difference in this game here right now, I think, is Sitka's playing a real tough man-to-man defense, and just they're just right in, you know, right there against Craig at every play.
Long forward pass to Fuller. Fuller's going to look to drive to the hoop off the left-hand side. Oh!
Nice left-handed landing. Is she left-handed?
I don't think so. But she drove hard to the hoop. You know, she gets that first step on her player. She's hard to the hoop. Craig with the basketball. Top of the key. He did not. Off the left side over to Raymond.
Yeah.
Gage with the basketball inside to Castle. Castle, nice little back-end spin off the backboard and scores. 39-29 is the lead. 10-point for Sitka. 1 minute left to go in this first half.
Kubik just throws it away and Craig gets the ball back.
1-11 is third quarter with a 10-point lead for Sitka.
Sitka rolls their bench again. They've got players coming in and out constantly. It's hard to keep up with them.
We'll see a Moodry back in the game, Pippen back in the game there on the line with Kubik, Fuller, it's Megan Reed. It looks like who ends up on the floor is Melissa Castle. A couple of football players stepping and walking all over. They'll call a foul. That's the play, no doubt.
Yeah, Fuller and Moudry just clamped down on. They weren't going to let Castle get position on them, and they ended up fouling her. So there's going to be a 1-1 here for Melissa Castle.
10-point game, 39-29. Melissa Castle with the first free throw. It rolls around and in.
Melissa Castle starting to show her form a little bit here in the second half. She's been involved in a lot of the plays lately.
That keeps piling up for Melissa Castle. Hits her second free throw. 8-point game, 39-31. Simple with the basketball. They're going underneath to Megan Reed. Megan Reed is fouled hard when she tries to put the ball up on the inside pass. She can't hit it. It looks like who's fouled Castle?
Megan Dineen got her. No, actually, they called it on Castle.
It was Castle.
Yeah. If either one of them could have got called for the foul.
Castle, third. Castle must have had two fouls earlier. I didn't pick that up, but that's why she sat out for about 6 or 7 minutes.
Yeah, we had so much, unfortunately, we had so many technical difficulties to start this game. It was hard to keep track, but exactly what happened.
Megan Reed's on the line. She hit her first one, took it back up by 9, 40-31. 47 seconds left to go in this third period.
That's 17 fouls on Sitka, 3 on the Craig Lady Panthers this half so far.
Megan Reed misses the second foul, but look who's up there for the rebound, number 32, Katina Watson. She's got a little rip to the rebound, a little fade away from the baseline, and misses that. She foul to take the line for two.
And she jumped around on the underside of the lady, the Craig defender there and stole that rebound from her. Ended up getting 2 free throws for her effort.
Ball's up and high off the rim. Ball goes high in the air and comes back down right through the net. Didn't it? I mean,
couldn't tell if it went in or not.
Well, they haven't put it up on the board yet, have they? Mm-hmm. The second shot is up and in, and that one scores for sure. The scoreboard says 41-31. I thought that first one went in too, but I could be wrong.
Yeah, it bounced like 10 feet in the air and came straight down. It looks like it went in, but there's another steal by Sitka.
That's Pippen with the basketball. Over to Waffle. Waffle cross court to Moody. Moody finds a little room to drive the hook, but she can't find a shot. She kicks it back out. Top of the key to Waffle. Waffle thinks about a three, but no, she stops and pops in the key. Misses that shot, tips away. Tries to get ball long pass to Denon, but it's Watson who hustles it down and gets it back to Sitka. So crossover dribble. She's going all the way to the hoop. Will kick out. Ball, little dump shot by number, can't see who that was over there.
That was Reed.
Megan Reed. She can't hit the little dump one. Craig with the basketball. Basketball goes to Marie Yates. Yates, as the time goes up, goes over to Johnson. Johnson can't hit anything with his shot as time runs out. So at the end of 3 quarters of play, it's Sitka Lady Wolves 41, Craig Lady Panthers 31. We'll send it back to the station for a 1-minute break. We'll see you on the other side of the...
...by Silver Bay Seafoods, located in Craig, Alaska, who say good luck to all the players this season. Support for Panther basketball comes from Tyler Rental in Craig, with equipment and tools for all your construction and home repair needs. Now featuring Milwaukee power tools, steel chainsaws, Subaru generators, and all your welding and safety supplies. Tyler Rental, supporting our student activities. This broadcast brought to you in part by Petromarine Services, big supporters of all the coaches, players, and managers who help make the high school basketball season one of the most exciting times of the year for all of us fans. Petromarine Services, Alaska owned and operated since 1959.
Seconds, Welcome to Sitka High School. Welcome back to Sitka High School Gymnasium. This is Brian Hanson along with Brother Kim bringing you the action between the Sitka Lady Wolves and the Craig Lady Panthers. We're starting the fourth quarter here. Sitka with the basketball. Sitka leads 41-31. Pippen with the ball on top of the key. She goes left side to Hunter. Hunter to Huddleston goes off way cross court to Watson. Watson drives to the free throw line. She'll kick over to Huddleston. Back over to Watson. Watson will slow it down and point out direction for the top of the key.
2-3 zone by the Craig Lady Panthers, Brian.
Just moving the ball crisply on the outside. The ball goes to the free throw line over to Reed. Reed will kick it out to Huddleston. Huddleston will drive inside. She misses the layup, but there's the right Ailey picking up the rebound. Puts it back up and in and scores. 43-31 took the lead. Pippen continues the pressure on Craig.
Yeah, they don't. They have enough players, enough bench strength that they don't let up on that full court pressure the whole game.
And they do get another steal. Watson ends up with the basketball over the read of the baseline. Lee comes in for 80. 80 misses her first shot. But she gets the rebound, puts it back in. Can't get that shot to hit. A little frustration by Soraya 80. She's really not really getting the putbacks or even the first shots like sometimes we see her, you know.
Yeah, exactly. She doesn't quite have it tonight when it comes to normally she's 100% on those, but tonight she's been a little suspect.
Craig with the shot there, they missed it. Sitka with the rebound, they push the ball up the court, try to get a shot off, but Craig tips the ball out of bounds. It'll be Sitka basketball.
43-21, Lady Wolves up by 12, Brian.
6:24 left to go in this game. Sid Riggs back in the game. Also in the game again is Fuller, so it'll be Riggs, Fuller, 80, Reed, and Watson in the game for Sitka.
Yates in for Johnson, or no, Yates out of the game, Johnson back in.
Johnson, Raven, the two Denons, and Castle on the court for the Craig Lady Panthers. Sitka with the basketball, Watson over the left side to Riggs. Riggs dribbles up to the top of the key, they go to free throw line to Reed. Reed can't find the 80. Ball gets knocked around. Riggs ends up with it. She puts up a shot. Can't hit the shot, but she's going to go to the free throw line. She's fouled.
Wait, what a nose. Yeah, what a nose to the basketball by Sid Riggs, a young freshman. She just streaked on the left side. She kind of had an open lane, and as the ball was tipped away from 80, it was right to her.
I mean, she was three times the distance from several players, and she just streaked right in there and grabbed the loose ball and put up a shot. So we have a timeout here. It looks like it's going to be a 30-second timeout, so we'll keep it right here. Well,
the Sitka Lady Wolves a little bit frustrating with their shooting, I think, tonight. They haven't really shot a good percentage, but that's got to, you know, part of that is because the Lady Panthers do a good job of closing on them, you know. They might have an open shot to start with, but they're running at them real hard and quickly. So I think that's one of the reasons why the Lady Wolves aren't exactly shooting a great percentage. But they're kind of wearing down the Lady Panthers right now.
Yeah, head coach Vanessa James has the Lady Panthers maximum effort, utilizing what they have. And what they have is energy, athleticism, and quickness, you know, to the basketball. They just don't have the girls to match up with Soraya Eady and Megan Reed.
Yeah, that's definitely the big L for Sitka. And Sitka has quickness and speed, too, so it is, you know, in their guard play, but so it's a good matchup from that aspect. It's fun to watch.
It is. So we're out of the timeout here with 6:13 left to go in the game. Sitka leads 43-31. And we're going to go to the free throw line. It's freshman Sid Reeves on the line for two shots. Sid has had a few buckets. We don't have a statistician with us here tonight, but he's scored a few buckets tonight, a few free throws. He's going to see if he can add to that total here right now. First shot is up and good. 44-31.
Nice rhythm free throw shooter by the freshman Sid Reeves.
We'll have another shot. Here we go. Up and in. 45-31. 14-point lead. I believe the biggest of the game for the Lady Wolves. Not much of a pressure going on at this point in time. Denon knocked the ball off her foot after a little bit of pressure there. Sitka ends up with a basketball. Watson dribbles the ball up to the top of the key. Left side to Riggs. Riggs back up to the top of the key to Watson. The pressure being put on Dedan. He knocks the ball away. Watson, though, chases it down. Ends up driving the hoop into the middle. Throws it up over the front of the rim, but dribbles out, and it's Craig basketball. Melissa Castle will drive all the way. Looks like she had the shot, but she dissed off.
Yeah, she had a three-lane in the bucket.
She's a little runner, but Craig still with the basketball. Johnson goes over to Denon, maybe Denon. She drives the middle, throw it up off the backboard, can't hit the shot, but she'll be fouled to go to the line.
Well, that could have easily been a three-point play. She had a good look right at the hoop, but it just dribbled off, and she'll get two free throws. 45-31. They're not giving up on these Lady Panthers.
Maggie Denon with the first one. That hits off the front of the rim. No good.
That's a little bit of a surprise. They've been pretty much automatic at the line.
5:24 left to go in this game. Second shot is up and rolls around and in. 45-32. 13-point lead with the basketball. Riggs goes far up toward the Fuller. Fuller puts him on the down. So three for the basket. Throw a runner in the middle of the key. He'll get fouled and make the basket.
Yeah, Carney Fuller, a good slashing forward-type player for Sitka. She surprised me a little bit, but she takes advantage of that first step like you were saying earlier.
Exactly. Quick first step. Hard to stop her. She knows how to use the backboard a little bit. Fuller on the line for the and one. And it is an and one. 48, 42, and 32. This is again the biggest lead, a 16-point lead. Sitka trying to put it away here early in the fourth quarter. 5:03 left to go in this game.
Now Sitka in the zone, Brian, for the first time, I think, and it works for him.
Ball gets tipped away by 80. Fuller ends up with it. She dribbles into some space. Finds Watson. Watson walks it up past the 10-second line. There she picks her chase up a little. Over to Riggs on the right side. Swing over to Reed. Reed's going to drive the baseline. Go hard to hoop. She gets fouled, tries to muscle it up. Can't quite get the shot to drop, but she'll go to the line for two.
Yeah, the depth of the Lady Wolves slowly starting to take its toll on these Lady Panthers. It seems like they're just starting to force their will on these gals from the Prince of Wales town of Craig.
Yeah, I'm looking at four girls sitting on the Sitka bench, and they've got considerable playing time, those four girls who are sitting on the bench right now.
Yeah, they run 10 players, and that's their strength. They don't really lose much, on the floor when they do run their bench. And
yeah, Hunter House is back in. Actually, tonight they're only running 9, Kim, because Issa Ramil is in street clothes right now.
Oh, right. She must have she started warming up, but she must be injured. 17-point lead for Sitka. Here comes Craig.
Craig with the basketball. Number 23, ball goes over to Castle. Castle's going to dribble to her left. She's outside the three-point line over to Johnson. Johnson over to 23. She'll swing it over to Denon. Megan Denon predicts three-point can't hit. Tough rebound by Reed. Reed goes up to Fuller, who's streaking for a breakaway. Fuller must be a
left-handed. Yeah, yeah. She works on the left side. I guess I'm sorry I didn't know that, but she works on that side.
She lays it up nice and on a hard drive, shot smoothly from the left side. Craig with the basketball. Castle with the three-point shot. Rims out, no good. It's for 80 with the rebound. Ball goes over to Huddleston. 51-32. 4 minutes left to go in this game. Sitka leads.
That's a closer game than what the score is showing right now. Craig is doing the right thing. They're trying to get back into it by shooting some three-pointers, but they just can't get them to go right now.
Ball goes inside to Soraya 80. They triple-team her in that. She does a few pivots and she gets fouled. I think they're in the bonus here, or are they?
Yeah, 8 fouls on both teams now. Craig's doing what they can to get back into it, but I think they're just kind of running out of gas a little bit. Kowski actually fouled out there, Brian. I think the Wolves showing good sportsmanship. All the best players going over there and giving her a handshake.
Raven had rough assignments. She was underneath with the big gals the whole game, and she held her own, but she just didn't have the height to hold up.
Yeah, you don't see many 6'2 girls in Southeast Alaska, and Soraya has talent, too, to boot. So she's a force to be reckoned with.
Right up with her first free throw, misses that. Craig with the rebound is Castle, who dribbles it all the way up the court. A little pressure by Fuller, almost loses the dribble, but she controls it. Over to Johnson.
Johnson over to Castle. Castle with a three-point shot. She can't hit. Castle looking for a shot, but she can't hit him right now.
Muji, the smallest girl on the floor, gets the rebound there, Brian.
He's a hustler, too. 61-32 is the lead. 3:35 left to go. Huddleston with another drive.
Yeah, the legs are going for the Craig Lady Panthers.
53-32, big lead, 21-point lead now for Sixers. Ball goes inside at number 13, no good. Tipped out, ball goes into Kay Denon. She gets a little jumper from about 8 feet, and it was maybe Denon, and she scores. Sixers takes the ball out quickly, they push it up the court. Hunter Huddleston with the dribble. She's at the top of the key, over to Sophia Mudry. Mudry dribbles to her left. She finds a little room, drives it a hoop, throws it out to them, no good. It's Katie with the rebound, up, back, and in.
Yeah, with Kulikowski out of the game now, 80's got a field day underneath there.
55-34, 2:37 left to go in this game. Castle goes over to Maggie Denon at the baseline. She'll drive towards the hoop with her left hand, can't find any room. Ball goes inside. A little bounce pass looking for 20 for Johnson underneath, it looks like. Can't find it. The ball goes out of bounds. It'll be tipped to basketball.
55-34, tipped to Lady Wolves on top now. Slowly pulling away from the Lady Panthers. Having their way.
Tipping back in the game with Greek, Mudry, Cuban, and Reed. Little drive to the hoop, can't score. It's Pippen getting tied up with, looks like,
Johnson there.
Johnson, yeah.
Johnson didn't like the contact there and was ripped the ball away from Pippen. They actually called a foul on Pippen, so I think Johnson will go to the line, won't you?
I think so.
Yeah, she wasn't too happy about that contact by Pippen there. She ripped the ball away when Pippen tried to tie it up, so.
Although this is all legitimate, a little frustration going in as the score starts to expand here. She misses her free throw, sticks it with the rebound, they throw it up high off the court, scramble for the basketball. A couple of gals are on the floor, and Craig ends up with it. Ball goes up to Castle. Castle goes into Maggie Denon from the left side. She can't hit the lay-in. Scramble for the basketball. It's Mudry who ends up with it. She'll push it up the court. She looks to drive it up. She'll pull up. Get the ball outside. And Sixers going to call a one-minute timeout. We're going to send it back to the station for a one-minute timeout. This is KBRD in Craig.
You in part by Silver Bay Seafoods, located in Craig, Alaska, who say good luck to all the players this season.
You're listening to KRBD Ketchikan at 105.3 megahertz with translator K296CA, Clover Pass, Pond Reef, and Ward Cove at 107.1 megahertz. Translator K214BD, Point Higgins at 90.7 megahertz. Translator K211AT, Mountain Point and Herring Cove at 90.1 megahertz. Translator K269BA, Craig at 101.7 megahertz. And translators K211AX, Klawak, K211AU, Thorn Bay, and K211AV, Heidelberg, all at 90.1 megahertz.
Now, 10 seconds. Welcome back to the high school gymnasium. We're back out of the timeout. Sixers with the basketball. They throw the ball into Megan Reed. She scores on an inside power move. She puts it up 57-34. 1:40 left to go in this game. And there's a steal by Sid Reed. She's a breakaway, and on the left-hand side, she misses the layup.
Puts her hands over her head, goes, how did I do that?
I can't believe I missed that one. She was all relaxed, too. She kind of slowed down and then makes it. Craig with the basketball. Still pressure being put on, and Reed makes the steal. This is off over to Sid Reed. Sid Reed calmly dribbles the ball up the court, points out the rest, gets the ball over to Pippen. Pippen's going to drive to the hoop. A little nice little bounce pass into Reed. Reed scores. 59-34, 102 left to go in this game. So Pippen really blowing it away. There's Castle with a three-point shot from way out there. No good.
Reed with the rebounds. He's been doing yeoman's work out there, pulling down those rebounds for the Lady Wolves.
Again, a man-to-man press now, Brian, full court.
Cooking for the basketball. He'll drive into the key, dish out. Can't find any room. Then Rick, she'll drive in the key. She'll have to dish out, too. Moodley will drive in the key. She'll find a little room, but she can't get the shot up to the basket, and it'll be Craig basketball. 30 seconds left to go. 59-34. Big lead at this point in the game for the Lady Wolves. Ball gets dribbled out of bounds by Sitka, and he's blocked by Craig, and it'll be Sitka basketball. Sitka will get the ball into Rick. Rick will dribble it up past the second line. He's guarded closely. He'll find a little room, dribble to the hook, lose control of the basketball, go out of bounds. It'll be Craig basketball.
No quit in any of these girls out here, though. Lady Panthers playing full court.
22 seconds left to go with the 25-point lead for the Lady Wolves. There goes Johnson, top of the key. She goes over to who's in the game there. Number two, Tara Barlow's in the game. Her steal by Sophia Moodley. She's going to drive hard on the breakaway. On the left-hand side, she scores.
All these different girls can shoot from the left side.
And as the time runs out, it's a full-court shot, a half-court shot by the Craig Panthers. Doesn't go in. And Tinker wins the game 61-34. Well, let's give you a quick recap of the game. We'll send it back. We'll give it right now, and then we'll leave you here. All I have to say is that I was really impressed with the Lady Panthers' effort and their athleticism and their quickness. They just, as we said many times, they fell short on being able to match up with the bigger players. You know, since they got the vast majority of the rebounds, Tim, and those putbacks really started to make the lead go up.
Yeah, and it just finally wore them down after, you know, Lady Panthers started out like gangbusters. You know, they had a 6-7 point lead right off the bat, and they, you know, looked like, boy, it was could be trouble for the Lady Wolves. But it's just slow and steady. The ladies from Sitka here slowly pulled away and showed that they have a really tough team. They're going to be really hard to beat in regionals here, and they have a good shot at state. The Craig can't take anything away from the Lady Panthers, Brian. They have a lot of hustle, and they could easily do some damage either at state or at regionals or at state. But, they have to play maybe a different game against Sitka.
Well, this is the first of two. They'll have another chance tomorrow night here at the same time, same place. My understanding is that Craig will be announcing the game tomorrow. There goes the victory bell for the Sister Lady Wolves. And good luck to you all. We had fun doing the game for you down there at Craig and KBRD. And thanks a lot, everybody, and good night.
Good night.
And outside waters, Dixon entrance to Cape Decision. There is a small craft advisory through Saturday. Tonight, northwest wind increasing to 30 knots with seas building to 13 feet. Saturday, northwest wind 30 knots becoming west 20 knots in the afternoon with seas to 14 feet. And Saturday night,